Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Love Josh's game. I would say the first thing, Mark, excellent route runner. He does not give indicators. A lot of guys give indicators whether they're about to stop, break, sets guys up. If you watch his film last year, I thought there were a couple touchdowns that got missed that he double moved. You know, on the card, he's around 4-5, but I'd say his play speed's faster. Build the speed when he's up and running. He can play inside. He can play out. He's a smart player. You know, we look for that in this offense so that Joe can move these guys around.
Brandon Bean on Friday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Trista tomorrow makes an appearance. I tweeted a link to it. She's got her own Survivor tournament pool, very similar, if not identical, to Joe Ostrowski's that we've played in. She's doing her own. I asked Joe, is it okay if I promote Trista's? Because his, I think, had a bigger following and hers is new. Anyway, there's both out there.
And he said, no, I'm done with you guys. I'm never coming on again, and I'm going to tell Sam to do the same. No, none of that happened.
He said some of that. He did say some of that.
Well, you would know. I have no idea.
Yeah, no. Anything you want out there, right, in bracket? Season. I mean, the big ESPN ones, the Office ones. I don't know if we have that. That's kind of ironic, isn't it? Like for years,
yes.
We've not had an office pool at a sports station.
Yeah, I think that's the pan. That's one of those things that never came back after the pandemic. That and like Super Bowl squares, I feel like, have gone by the wayside.
I ran it for a while, but stopped.
Yeah.
Yes, squares. Maybe we had squares. You're right. Maybe not though. So. I like these Survivor ones. There's some good game theory in the Survivor ones where you pick, well, how many days is it? 4, 8, 11, or 10? Maybe it's both in the final four. 10, 11 rounds, if you will. And you have to get a winner right each day to advance. You have to get one winner, no spread. Who wins? You can only, like any Survivor pool, you can only use a team once. And it's very possible to have success but run out of teams this way.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make sure what you want to do is leave some of the top teams.
Right. Don't use Duke right away, probably.
If you think they're going to go all the way, you wouldn't want to use them until the end.
Right.
So you just have to kind of predict most of the tournament. That's all.
That seems easy.
They're all that.
That seems like something that a person who hasn't watched 15 seconds of college basketball all winter should definitely spend $50 or $100 on.
I kind of think that's the trick. That's a good thing. That's what I would say, though. As likewise.
Yeah.
No, advantage me. Advantage us.
Yeah.
Because we know what we don't know.
It's going to be you.
And we're not too... Are you not going to play this time?
I don't think I'm doing anything.
You can get sort of biased by the one game where you watched where Michigan was good or something.
Yeah.
Although they won the Big Ten, I think.
The only way I could get pulled in... Well, it really isn't... I'm traveling on Friday morning. Early Friday morning we are flying. And... if that were Thursday before the tournament starts and I'm cooling my heels in an airport for 4 hours, you know, I boredom / interest, wanted to be one of the guys, whatever, like different things could work on me. You know, I could see me on a layover in Orlando, you know, at 10:30 in the morning, finding a bar, going, okay, let's get a, what's Joe got going? Trista, okay. Like, but.
That's a perfect airport lounge activity.
Absolutely. But the thing will already be a day old by the time I'm doing it. So I'm not going to dive in then. So if I don't get there before then, which I probably won't, then I'm probably just going to sit this year out.
Okay.
Not like that's a big shocker to me. I don't think I've done much. I did do the Survivor thing, I think, last year with Joe. But I don't know.
2 or 3 years ago, I think it was. I really felt like I should have won. It came down to Villanova, Houston. Should have won is rich. If Houston beats Villanova, I've got it. There were tons of upsets, and I made it to it was the regional final, whatever region it was.
Mm-hmm.
The Topeka region.
Thank you.
Maybe it was. Villanova, Houston.
Just some good Topeka people.
Everybody liked Houston. They were going to be my team. Waited until late in the tournament to pick them. They weren't a one, I think. And Villanova won. Remember the day. Had family over. All we need is Houston to win. That's it. Are you going to bet Villanova then? Just so you win either way? I would never. No. I'm going to bet Houston. Since you said that, sister-in-law, I'm going to bet Houston. Because we don't do it that other way. We want to win double. We're not going to be happy either way. We were unhappy. That's how it ended. Just to get to the end of the story.
Too bad. Yeah.
So everybody has tons of those. The times you should have won, quote, should have won. How about today's latest PFF mock draft report?
It's another corner. I don't remember the name. I don't have it. If I have it right, I think I saw something. I saw a mock draft with a corner's name who I'd not seen before.
I saw a different one from PFF, a live mock that Trevor Sikkema was a part of. You guessed it. Walter Nolan.
Okay.
That's the Maya Rudolph Oprah voice again. Walter Nolan. So this guy's come up before. Ole Miss?
Yes.
Defensive line.
Defensive tackle. Right.
And reaction would be?
Fine.
Fine. There it is. Our favorite F word. Fine. Fine. You need it. Hopefully not. Hopefully don't get the press conference after the draft. Like, yeah, we just found out he's going to have a 6-game PED suspension.
Right.
But I was too late.
Let's not do that again.
So, Walter Nolan, from this mock draft, a couple of interesting things. Two guys, including Trevor. I didn't know the other person's name when I saw it. I guess I could have written it down, right? Emeka Ibuka, out of the first round. Ohio State receiver. Right. In fact, only two receivers picked in the first round.
Wow, is that the Missouri kid?
No, I think it was Luther Burden.
That's the Missouri kid.
Oh, yes.
And then Arizona, right?
Ted McMillan.
Yeah.
Oh, I got confused with Golden for a second. Right, Luther Burden is Missouri.
Right.
So I think that was the second one. McMillan was the first, and he's almost everybody's first receiver taken.
And there's been some arguing on the online sites today about him because he ran at a pro day. And I guess there's not universal agreement that he met the threshold that some people were bragging that he made and whatever. But I don't know, like of course it matters how fast he is, but I think mostly he's 6'4 and 220. And so, yeah, okay, sorry, if it was 4'5.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
5'9", we're going to live, I think, is basically what I'm reading it as. But some people who aren't maybe as high on him think that should ding him.
Yes, fast enough. But, right, I guess what happens is, like, some of the bigger reporters will tweet a time that I think others who are not on the same level of prominence tell you, and I think they're probably right, that the time is, like, if at a pro day, how many people are there with stopwatches? 50?
I think I read that there were 24 teams represented there. So, yeah, I don't know how many of them are actually, you know, hand timing.
So there'd be different numbers.
Right.
And what I took away from today, and maybe should have remembered this from previous years, is that put a few hundreds on it to make it probably closer to reality. But still, is the guy fast enough? He didn't run at the combine, McMillan. He came in around 4 or 5. This PFF mock draft had him go at 6 to the Raiders, which I think is pretty cool. Tom Brady, Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly.
Geno Smith.
Experience. Does this seem like, let's just sort of make a 5-year plan? No, that does not look like a lineup ready for a 5-year plan. Let's go win. Why trade for Geno Smith? I mean, you don't really have anybody. But why trade for a guy of his age?
If you're not going after it right away?
Yeah, you know, let's go put a team on the field here. Yeah. And they could do it.
Now's not the time to draft your foundational offensive tackles, maybe.
Maybe not. If they draft, say, McMillan at 6 with Bowers, and then Jacoby Myers, who is probably one of the most underrated receivers in the league. He produces, but he's not an alpha. And if McMillan's good, and then in round 2, if you want to, you pick running back 3 or 4 off the board, Ohio State, Caleb Johnson. I think you got something. Maybe their defense is bad. Maybe their line is bad. I don't know. Figure that out, too. But Geno, Sigmund Bloom is one of, I think, probably many who would say Genty is the pick at 6. And then maybe a wide receiver in the 2nd round. Maybe that's Matthew Golden or something.
Right.
Same, close enough.
Right.
But something like that for the Raiders. I'd love to see it. I want the Raiders to be.
Love to see it?
Yes. I want the Raiders.
Why?
Because they're just irrelevant forever. And
dude,
it makes me nostalgic.
If I appreciate that, but can I remind you? You already said his name at some point here. I think just within this conversation. No, we were talking off the air. Who's their GM?
I don't know.
If they get good now with a certain former player as a part owner, he's going to get all the credit, and it's going to be insufferable beyond insufferable.
He already is peak insufferable.
I need the Raiders to continue to be inept. I need Mark Davis to continue to have that 9-year-old's haircut. I need all of it. I cannot have them get good and look legitimate and not be a joke because Brady's there.
Well, he's never going away.
Well, then I need them to be I need them to never figure it out.
Just like Rodgers. Just like each of the last 2 or 3 off seasons, Aaron Rodgers finds ways to get in the news cycle every day, even when he's not doing anything. So I just have given up when it comes to Brady and Rodgers. Yeah. Like, it's just never going away.
Right.
He's worth $1 billion.
All I'm saying, if the point's not clear, and I think it is certainly to you, but for anybody out there who's not following along, Brady makes it – You could have as much reminisce as much as you want about John Madden and Kenny the Snake Stabler and Teddy Hendricks, all of it. I cannot now at all. And I like the Raiders just fine. Anybody that could beat the Steelers when I was a little kid was good in my book. And that started with the Raiders, eventually became the Oilers. I need you to be dysfunctional for eternity as long as Brady is on the scene. Because all the credit will go to him.
Well, that's where you and I step in and point out how it shouldn't. If it shouldn't.
Oh, yeah, because we have the power to keep things right in the world.
That's where you need
how's that
small,
going?
It's where you need small town newspapers. If he doesn't deserve the credit, somebody's going to write it.
Independent
journalism. That's right. Anyway, well, what is it good to trade for Geno and to do all that and then just like draft guards? I don't know. I think that's kind of weird. So Bowers is great.
Mm-hmm.
Geno's most accurate passer in the NFL. Give me running back, wide receiver, top two rounds in some order. I think they could be fun. And I will tell you again, I kind of want that. Also in that PFF mock, Tyler Warren at 7 to the Jets.
No, I don't see it. No, thank you.
I don't see it.
I don't want that to happen.
Because he'll be good and you're going to be mad about the Jets now.
Yeah.
And then Brady will get all the credit for the Jets because they'll have picked in front of the Jets and therefore the Jets will get the guy they want. And everybody, Bulldog loses.
All of that's right.
Enough people for me are not, Tyler Warren is a tight end out of Penn State. Enough people for me are not into him to make me think, like, I doubt he goes at 7, but only takes one team. Also in that draft, finally, Ashton Jeanty to the Chargers at 19.
Whoa.
That's the latest I've seen him go at all.
All right. For what it's worth, this entirely different mock draft that may not have even been PFF related had the Bills grabbing the corner from Texas. I'm not sure how to say his first name. I've not heard it, but it looks Jahdae Barron was the player that got picked to the Bills, mocked to the Bills at 30 in the mock draft I saw earlier today.
And how that...
Fine. Yeah. I get it.
Fine. That's what... We should just record draft night right now. Friday draft, the day after round one right now. Oh, the Bills draft John McEntee out of Central Florida with the 30th pick in the first round. The guy's got a high motor. He's got long arms. He's got the height. He's got the width. He's got the strength that you need.
You can't keep him out of the weight room.
He's the first guy in, last guy to leave.
Knows the janitor's names.
It's great.
Yeah.
You just have to leave the name open. And then just come in Friday morning, put down the name, and then they'll do the rest. Boom, day off. Sabres and Bruins tonight. Pregame coming up in 15 minutes here on WGR.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.